Hello everyone, anywhere on the globe. Welcome to the podcast where you can listen to inspiring spiritual insights and experience meditation. This podcast is brought to you by the Manhattan Meditation Center of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. Our variety of experienced facilitators, who are also long-time meditators, will share with you their unique insights and lessons, and a spiritual perspective on self and life. They will also take you deeper into an experience of inner stillness through meditation. Join us while we explore this spiritual approach to different life's situations that we all encounter. And you may discover that tools and solutions may be right within your own mind. If we can change our mindset, we might be able to change our world, since peace and joy begin with you and within your own mind. Enjoy this journey into knowing yourself truly.
A very good afternoon to each one of you. Now, today we want to talk about life as a game. And what does that mean? People would make different kinds of references to life. Sometimes it is said life is a struggle, life is a challenge, life is a drama, life is fun, life is good, life is a game. How do all of these things help us? Personally, when I think of life as a challenge, that could be a little challenging. Or if I think of life as a struggle, that could even feel very heavy and tense and a struggle. I like to think of life either as a drama or as a game. Now, when we think of life as a game, then we have to also consider the various players in the game, including myself, right? So we're also part of the game, right? We could be the spectator sometimes, or we could be an active player sometimes. Life offers us the opportunity to consider both. There are times when I need to be the spectator and be in the stand and watch the game and watch the different players just playing their game of their life and just observing. Without any judgment, without an opinion, without thinking of good or bad or right or wrong. I'm just observing. Then there are those times when I am the player and I have to be playing my part. That's the time when I have to remember that I am the hero. I am the main player. I am the number one player. Rather than thinking that my part is very insignificant. The moment we start thinking that our part is insignificant in this game, we make stupid mistakes, we make silly mistakes. But when we think that I am the number one player and I am going to play the best part in this game, I am going to do my best. Even if the other players make mistakes, players sometimes purposely do things to injure other players, right? And they could be disqualified. Maybe there are temptations to do the same. I have to remember, no, I don't need to follow that example. I don't need to be that kind of a player. Let me be the player where I feel good about myself. If I didn't get any goals, I played to the best of my ability, and I am happy and content with how I played the game of my life. So in this meditation, let us spend some time reflecting on some of the areas of our life where I need to be the spectator, and what does that mean? And when I need to be the number one player, and what does that mean? Because it is in meditation, when we take the time out every day, a few minutes, to just reflect and strengthen an awareness in ourselves, that the power comes and the clarity comes at the time of need. So it's not that when we meditate, automatically, you know, the right thing is going to happen. What happens is when we do meditation and we spend the time to reflect on these things, there is that surety of what we need to do, what I need to do at that time. So when the time comes, I remember the beautiful experience I got in meditation, and I use that at that time to resolve that situation, whether I need to be the spectator or whether I need to be the player. I'll be able to make that decision. And if I need to be the spectator, then I know how to be that spectator. And if I need to be the player, I will know what kind of player I need to be. So this is why these moments in meditation are very important, because it gives us the opportunity to reflect and strengthen things within ourselves. So take a deep breath in and release. Again, take a deep breath in and hold to the count of four. Release through the mouth. One more time, take a deep breath in, hold to the count of four. And release through the mouth. Let the body relax. Keep breathing in a deep way. As you watch your breath in and out, allow your body muscles to relax and all the tension to melt away. Keeping both feet on the ground and keeping your hands on your lap, bring your thoughts to this present moment. Very gently, allow your thoughts to turn inwards and concentrate on the center of the forehead and the spark of light behind the eyes. As I concentrate my thoughts on that light in the center of my forehead, behind the eyes, it's calmer, this awareness is my inner seat of consciousness. As I become aware of myself as that light, I invite you to take a look at one day in your life. Various activities that you're involved with, let it flash across the screen of your mind. And as you observe those various activities, ask yourself, how many times do I allow myself to get caught up in other people's games? And how many times am I really able to separate myself from all the games? And just be that spectator, that observer. When people are acting out, when people are not behaving in the best version of themselves, do I get caught up in their games? Or am I able to separate myself and be the spectator at that time and not allow myself to be drawn into their energy? When I find myself acting out and not being the best version of my own self, am I able to catch myself in time and observe at that moment what I'm doing? For the best way that I can play the part or be that player in the game of life, to be that really good player, I first have to be the spectator, observe myself, and strategically make a plan of what my next move will be. Whenever we just spontaneously jump into the game, we can make mistakes. And then the coach will have to, you know, reprimand me. So can I separate myself? Be that spectator. And coach myself as to what would be the best next step or next move that I need to make. So that the best version of me is played out and I enjoy the game of my own life. How wonderful that sounds. Rather than struggling, rather than battling, we take the time ever so often to be the spectator. Sometimes of myself, sometimes of others. So that the best version of me I can be. I know I can do this. It just needs practice. It needs some attention. But I prepare myself to make the time to practice and to allow myself to be attentive. Because only I can be the number one player in the game of my life. Nobody else can play my game for me, and I can't play anyone else's game. Let me be my own coach and coach myself. I hold this thought very deeply and very strongly in my mind today. Take a deep breath in and release. as you gently bring your thoughts back to the room and to the chair on which you are sitting. I wish you a successful game player as you enjoy playing the game of your life. Take care. Om Shanti.
Thank you for listening today to Inspiring Insights and Meditations. Do visit our website, ManhattanMeditationCenter.org, for more info about in-person and online courses and events, and for more inspirations for life.